snowing outside, yeah, go outside and play. They need that. They need time to be children. And I have been reading about the example in Finland and how great they're doing over there. Why? Part of it is because they don't have homework after school. And I can understand that if my child doesn't get their work done after school, then bring it home with them and we'll work it out. If they need extra help, yeah, I am willing to do that. But night after night, when I can't let them do things that they are interested in, that actively want and want to do gymnastics, I'm sorry, because you got to get this homework done first. And yeah, we live by the rule at our house of work before play, but there's got to be playtime as well. There's got to be release from the stress of school. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome to stay.
How exciting is it?
That's why some of us.
So, just point of interest, you know who did all the research on the Finland educational system?
I can't tell you off the top of my head.
The United States.
All right.
They took all our research and implemented it.
Thank you for your time and your interest in our kids and our students. And thanks. All right. I have not had anyone approach me for issues on closed session. I did put it on.
Do you have any hiring?
Do you have any hiring or?
We need to go into closed session.
We do. Can I get a vote?
I motion that we go into closed session to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
I second the motion.
The motion has been made and seconded. We will go into closed session.
Roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
Samantha Shubai.
Nancy Nider, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Scott Lewis, aye.
Laura DeHolst, aye.
We are now in closed session.
Okay. Ready.
It is 4:50. I motion that we come out of closed session.
Second the motion.
We have a motion to come out of closed session by Sam, and it was seconded by Steve. So we will return to open session.
Roll call.
Roll call vote. I need to write that in there.
Samantha Shubai.
Nancy Nider, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Scott Lewis, aye.
Laura DeHolst, aye.
Thank you. Unanimous voting. We will now go to the fourth item on our agenda, which is the principal's report. Ms. Campbell.
Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, do you need to give yours?
No. I canceled that. So we're good.
You're so good. Thank you.
Priorities.
So where can we find the documents for your packet?
It's linked on the side. It's
docs underneath principal's report.
It's too easy.
Go down to the bottom.
Comes up and it's up in the top right hand corner that says state of
it's
the
right at the top right there.
That's right.
You should see the lovely CEO report that I found that I uploaded.
Very cool. This is pretty nifty.
That's pretty sweet.
I like it.
Oh, I love this.
I was angry at it because it kept kicking me out, but I'm good now.
It's right on our name, right on the column on the top.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, everything will be up in that corner. That's how you upload documents as well. So, academic achievement. The Dibbles has started and is in process to set the baseline. We're doing the same way we did it last year because our results were phenomenal. We did get a letter from the state, which I will get it uploaded as soon as verified, about Dibbles, that the goal for last year was 47.65% percent in the third grade, that we wanted a proficiency rate of Dibbles reading, and we were at 77%. So, and it came from Sarah Wibke, so I wrote back to her and said, like, aren't we the greatest ever? She, of course, for a couple days was like, you are the greatest ever. I'm so proud of you. Like, I'm going to black tie you with this somehow. Anyway, so we're excited about that. The third grade data came back really good. The SAGE data just barely opened, right?
For our review, yeah.
Yeah, so that will start. The interim will be in a couple weeks. We're having a conversation in our CTTs about, is it going to be, we're going to give a choice between an interim and a benchmark, because the state is giving a benchmark test now, so it'll be less questions, but more frequently. So you can actually like pick a unit, pick the standard it's tied to, give that unit test to get not only content understanding, but get exposure to those kind of questions.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a summative at the end. Except for now, if you're a junior or senior, you can take the ACT and not have to take the SAGE, right?
So the fall interim is open.
It will be shortly. What's the start date on the fall interim?
It shows 8th on the
second, third. It's that first week.
The calendar says the state calendar.
Sorry. Answer.
Sorry. No, I already
know. It's the calendar on the
yeah. I just looked at it.
But the state website says it's opening.
That's the window.
The window.
We choose when we're going to give
okay.
it inside that window.
Very good.
So, personnel. The new hires, I attached it. It's on the next page. All of those. Josh, you want to talk about benefits?
Yes.
Since you love it so much.
Benefits. We have made the transition from the $10,000 stipend to a benefit package that it's far better. Even the people who were frustrated at first about losing the $10,000, a lot of people came on board because the cost of the coverage was so inexpensive that it made up for that money. And the raises that we gave, if people didn't take it and they were able to take that waiver stipend, they came out almost even. So after it's all said and done, I think it's the right move. It's the right move because it provides better coverage to our employers, our employees. The 401k package is better, and in all that, it's going to save us. It's going to save us quite a bit of money as well.
And good job, by the way.
The last date that we are using A Plus is
the last we use them for our August 20th payroll, and Red Apple will be taking over payroll for the September 2nd. So that transition. And A+, if anybody ever asks you about A+, they have been wonderful in the transition. The CEO or whomever, Matt Moody, every time I've asked him for something, he's gotten back to me within 24 hours when it's stuff for Red Apple or stuff for the 401k that we're going through. So kudos to them for said his response was, when we sent the letter, we will do whatever we can to make this transition as smooth as possible.
It did. And you know what? We sat and talked about that because we were in crisis already.
Yeah.
And then you have this guy turn on you, so it just heightens your crisis. Mm-hmm. And we judged the entire company based on that. But they really did redeem it. A week later.
When he came back, one of the higher ups, when he came in, he's with nothing but easy to work with. And just even said all along, you guys do what's best for you, but we hope to. And he said, if down the road, if you're interested in us again, please let us know.
And that's a smart way to have approached that.
Yeah. So I just, if anybody ever asked you about A+, I would. He was nothing but generous and kind.
But what's the guy's name so we can badmouth him?
That guy,
Brent
Thomas was the guy that. But in his defense, too,
yes.
He was feeling a lot of pressure from AW.
His
so.
Largest client.
Yeah. Right, gotcha.
So.
And
he's
about to
scary.
Lose that.
But
good job on
yes,
that, and they are good
say.
Benefits.
We need to give like him a hand
yeah.
or large
gift
or something.
It's done now. I learned quite a bit.
His first 2 weeks of school, which isn't over yet, but his first 2 weeks of school in insurance. Like, there's some panic. Like, we're not going to get enough employees.
Yeah, how many did you end up getting?
48.
Wow.
Which
way
we budgeted for 54.
That's
actually,
pretty darn
maybe
good.
Maybe budgeted for 48.
Oh, we did.
No, I mean, just by the way the numbers came
out.
Right.
So they ended up taking a lot more advantage of the 401k than they had in the past.
Yeah.
Because we're matching straight across and not vesting, which is exactly where you want them. You want them to have the benefits. So I'm like, hallelujah. But we came in under on the insurance. By about $90,000 if you compare it to last year's budget.
Oh, you mean cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
if
awesome.
You compare it, this year we had budgeted lower because we knew it was going to be lower. So on the budget, you're not going to see that. But if you compare it to last year's, we were spending $840,000 on just giving the stipend. The insurance takes us about $90,000 below that.
Correct.
And when it's all said and done, more than that? Less than that?
I have it. Let me see.
So.
But still.
Good.
And it's a good plan,
awesome.
Like I said. I mean, even
plan.
We looked it over and compared it to what I get.
Totally.
It was kind of hard. We were kind of back and forth. But
when you have teachers in the audience who are like, my husband works for Weber District, and we're going to save $500 a month on this insurance plan.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
huge.
Yeah.
When you have independent spouses who are
it's
paying
pronounced
$1,300, $1,700 a month, and they're going to pay $22 a month with our plan, come on.
You are way too comfortable and relaxed this week.
I'm
going to stop.
I'm talking too much.
We'll fix that.
Fix that.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, we spent over $800,000. This year, we're going to, I mean, one of these numbers is not correct, but we're going to be, $90,000, like just over $700,000. But it's $100,000 less. With better coverage, more people taking advantage of it, better 401k is probably the biggest
what
thing.
What do you have taken advantage of last year? 10?
taking advantage of what?
Of our insurance.
Oh yeah, 14 people took the medical last year. I mean, so it's nice. It's better.
Overall, you talk about
employer providing a better
workplace. Well, it's better for the
right.
That's what I was gonna say. The perks and everything that goes to make your a better employment for them is there now, which is great.
Their first paycheck on this contract will be next Friday, and there could be some.
It might be less because of the way
it's a blowback.
The actual pay will decrease for some people, for many people. But the added benefit, the having better medical coverage and having money that's matched better going into your 401k, you're not seeing it in your paycheck, but you're seeing it in the benefit aspect.
So you have the option of a pre-tax Roth or a pre-tax on the 401k. So
this isn't going to be very tactful, but...
But not the medical.
How do we not know how much people are going to be cut?
I can't remember how that works.
How do we not know?
Yeah.
We did.
Oh.
And we braced for it and gave the 6%. Oh. That's what that 6% was for, to make it up. But they still, the money is going towards their insurance, and they're not going to see that they could have $13,000 of insurance and benefits.
No, take on some cash. Account,
so I think it's post.
They're going to see, I lost $10,000. So it's going to lift over. So even if the money comes to you in a check, and then you go home and pay your bills, you don't see it as if you get the check and it's less than it used to be.
I feel that you guys have educated for 6 months about it.
Everyone's if they don't
it's
understand
as good as
it, I'm sure there'll be somebody say my check is less than it was last year, and I'm gonna say, yes it is. Would you like to talk about it, or do you want to go look at your own pay stub and figure it out? Because
I can walk you through it if you
I will gladly.
Lot,
yeah.
Good.
Thank you for all your work on
Josh.
It, Josh.
We
no
couldn't
problem.
Yeah, amazing.
Something that we might want to consider down the road if there are other charter schools and we might get greater benefits is to do a merger to pool.
There's a pool
down in Salt Lake.
Spectrum?
They just opened a new charter school
Mountain
up the road.
Hill.
Do you know about that?
No, but it's Spectrum Greenwood Insurance.
Oh.
They opened a year ago.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. It's just
a
pool.
How many times I go north?
It's just a kid that used to be at DaVinci.
Well, A-plus pool so charter schools, too, and what they offered. I mean,
but
the family the family plans that we got were amazing. And what we provided per family or per employee plus it's good. So
thank you so much. That was wonderful.
We'll see
Amy?
When we have to go
back
to bid next time if they stay the way they are, which would be great. So
okay. So opening week was awesome, I thought. We did a pre 2 days with the new teachers and did the seven habits with anybody who hadn't been trained in the seven habits, all the new teachers and people that were new to us last year. So pretty good size training, it was fun. And then we did an orientation with the new teachers on the Wednesday, the 3rd of August. And then all the teachers came back on the 8th. It was good. It's been one of the best openings I think we've had. Stephanie Mathers and Debbie built this entire schedule that was themed each day. They only had to be in training till 12, and then they got the entire afternoon to work in their classrooms. They got a TA day where they had the TAs come in and help them out. The TAs came to Monday and Wednesday morning training, so I thought it was really strong. And we got a lot of good feedback. So, that was good. The mentor-mentee, remember that? It's rolling along and it's looking good, actually. Because Stephanie and Josh are running that together, and we have some teachers that are on the fence to improve, and that's been really strong, and the mentors have been great so far. Blogs and websites, you should see this Friday is the requirement day that all the blogs be ready to roll and they run their first one. So we'll be monitoring their blogs to make sure they're making communication every week with parents. So they can either do a blog or what's called a Google site as part of our classroom. So they'll post those every Friday. They also are being required that their grades be updated weekly. And we even gave them you gotta have at least 1 to 2 new assignments in there. So,
excellent. Will the blogs be linked to to our Ogden Prep website?
Yeah. So Catherine Witt is collecting all of those sites right now, and she's going to do some of the monitoring. And she will publish that list of all the sites as soon as it's tomorrow.
And also on the website, if anybody's pictures aren't current or they would
she's
like their...
She's angry and trying to track you down.
Yes, I know. I've emailed with her today, because so we'll get that taken care of.
She's on a mission, which is good.
Yes, I was
like
happy
her.
To see that.
All right, and then I gave to you, Character and community, sorry. So the leader in me training, talked about that. Eagle Council. So in the first week back with teachers, we had a conversation about the Eagle team, and the teachers really wanted to push towards a council, and they want to select Eagles inside their class in a way that the kids present to the class. You can apply if you want, and then the class will select one Eagle to represent them, and it may change out during the year, but they want it to be a little bit more structured for their running that system, so it's a role inside their class, which I think is great. And then we're going to build an Eagle Council, which is kind of a subcommittee of the Lighthouse team, and that is made up of teachers who are going to help facilitate and run the Eagles this year in this building. Over there, we still have a leadership class, which is going to be close to that. We also have a Latino in Action group over there, which is very service-oriented that we started this year, and they 44 kids in those in two classes of Latinos in Action signed up for it, and they are going to be in bright hot pink shirts. Did I tell you that's the color they picked? And then they're going to come over and do tutoring in this building and reading and all those things. We also added some readers, some TAs from that building that have been over working with teachers in this building. They requested, yes, I'd like a TA. And it's kind of fun to come over and be in classrooms and see the middle school kids in there helping teachers. So I kind of did an impromptu survey yesterday with a few of them to see how it was going. And this is great. Like, the kids are great. So we're in day 9, so it's not going to be. Give it some time.
Well, and I've talked to a couple of the kids, and they're pretty excited about it.
Oh, they're so cute.
You know,
when we do interviews for that scholarship, that's for undocumented students, they all have to write an essay. Almost every single kid who applies for that scholarship mentions Latinos in Action as a turning point in a community. That's when they become concerned about community.
Wow. So Santi, who is running it, he came to me like very passionate about it in the spring because we were just checking it out. But that's how he got out of high school.
Yeah.
And he went to college. And he talks about his mom being a single parent, raising three, and trying to get him out of like Watts. You know, when he was in San Diego in really bad areas. So, it's been great. I've been into it a couple times already in the last 2 weeks just to watch. I watched the selection of the hot pink. Scary. But no, they're very excited about it. We put it out there and had 44 kids want it, so we had to make two sections instead of one. So.
When do they wear those shirts, though?
When they come over to tutor and train.
Oh, okay.
And they're actually turquoise and hot pink, so I was trying to talk him to like put hot pink color on turquoise shirts.
And vice versa.
I think they have a formal shirt that they wear to tutor, and they have a polo t-shirt. Mr. Swag. All right. And then OPPO has met, and the president came to see me this week, and we sat down with her, and she set up the budget and the schedule and everything that she wants to know what we do and what she does and what they're responsible
for.
Right?
She's on it.
Great.
Amber? Who is it?
She's going to be great. Amber Fisher.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
And she was at back to school night and handing out sign up and do this, sign up for this.
Two
and I was
tables,
like,
one in each building, had volunteers.
Her kids were all over the place handing stuff out.
Right. They always are.
Her kids are good helpers.
They are a little lunch crew.
And your OPPO meeting was good, right? I heard that there was a good turnout and there was like
we had
wanted.
Like a dozen people there.
That's
talking
cool.
About carnival and.
Right? Yeah. That's what you want. You want robust OPPO.
Maybe we're.
I told her that.
Going in the right direction with that, that'd be good.
I said, Jared, I really want you guys to be strong and self-sufficient.
The AW thing just flicked a switch in this room, and it's like everything's better. Everything's just working better.
All right. You're correct. So upcoming activities, I did not list all of them. I'm going to refer you to the OPA dashboard. The link is there. This is our new communication tool within the building. It has a calendar of events for all the teachers. It has all of the forms that they need, all the personnel information.
Nope.
Everything is on that website for employees. So if somebody says to you that we don't communicate, it's because they don't look at the OPA dashboard.
Did you send us an invite to this and it expired
on
me?
Drew said he put all of you on it. So.
On
to
OPA dashboard?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen anything.
It's a Google thing.
I'm going there. I'm
well,
trying
to
get there.
You just go to the website.
Okay.
And then
so they can't access it unless they're employees, right?
I believe I saw an invite
is,
to join, but I think it
expired. Nice. Hold a second.
Just try going to actedprep.org and then scrolling to the bottom of the faculty and staff page. I could be wrong, but I.
So on this, so I was wondering about this for just a minute. Mm-hmm. So the way that the activities kind of roll out right now, it's, you know, like for a parent, you know, you hear about an activity, you get a flyer, you see about it, and you go and you enter it in your calendar. Is there a way, so, and I know there's a possible way, so you can subscribe to the calendar and get automatic, so those events aren't coming to you?
We could build something similar to this and just put it out to all of our parents.
Yeah, and so it's a subscription thing where, you know, you don't have to sign up for it, but if you want to sign up for it, then it just automatically populates in your calendar.
Didn't let me. Do they charge for it, or is it just a...
Most Google calendars do that.
It's H-A-L-L-R. And it's free to us. I'm sure there's some link, like they have advertising stuff on it. But it has a mobile unit that does that. So I checked it out in the spring, and then we had expressed, like, the... This thing came up, and we expressed now we're not interested, but we could still.
Well, so like if I go to a Google Calendar and I just go in, like for example, the Mac, I go to iCal and I just subscribe to a public calendar. So you just make the calendar public, and then I just have to get the link and paste it in there, and it pulls in all of those events normally. But it only works as good as somebody's on the back end putting them all into
This one that's on the dashboard, I'm wondering. All I do is put the event in my calendar like I would normally.
And then it uploads.
And I choose the color, which means I'm choosing the calendar it's on, and it automatically links
to this dashboard.
So whether
it's like
dashboard.
A full school, like there's different subcategories.
It's also the same in my blog. So if I update it here one time, I enter it one time, it goes here, goes my blog. I mean, it's delightful.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
So yeah, I will look into it. Because we could do that very easily. I know there's... And we could probably put it on the website, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's called the dashboard.
It's called Open Dashboard.
How'd you get in?
Well, I'm just in my Google account, my Ogden Prep Google account right now.
I gotta ask him to.
Does it work through that? Because I could go to that too.
Sure.
Okay, let's try that.
We all have it because we're members, though. I don't know if they have it yet.
Are you done?
So you mean?
I am.
Thank you.
If you only staff can go to this link.
Yeah, it's not a public site.
So our next item on the agenda in reports is academic excellence. Sam is our head cheerleader of committee of academic excellence.
Okay.
You have a thing over here?
No. Just kind of a reminder of why we have this and then what we're going to be working on this year. Since we are a multi-million dollar business, oversight to our academic performance is critical. So the purpose of this is so that the board and administration, that we have a shared vision of our academic excellence and a clear roadmap to achieve it, which right now we say we're high academics, but we really haven't defined what that looks like. So that's going to be top priority this year. Also that we're meeting our academic promises that are in our charter, and then the third part of that will be educating the board on how to conduct proper oversight to the academic program. So while I'm passionate about our scores, I do not have an educational background, so I will be working with a team that has that. And I do have strong analytical skills, so the academic committee does not select a review curriculum. We do not set up or suggest PD. We do not interact with teachers or staff or become a sounding board for parents. So we will come up with this year's goals and come back to the board with that, as well as doing some additional education. So our outcomes is what the board will be focusing on, and that's what we govern. And how we meet that or how we progress, that's Amy's job. So
your committee will set up the goals.
With Amy.
With Amy, yeah. And then work to achieve those.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, one of the goals that I think, what was our testing that Sarah sent us, was 47%. And we reached 70%. And so 47. Maybe... That's one of the things that we could take and put into the academics and say, okay, here's what the state's expectation is. What do we really want to set as an academic goal? I mean, I know that the board in and of itself doesn't have a lot of control over that except to work with Amy and say...
Well, and it's just giving us direction is really what it comes down to. I mean, we can set that goal and we not achieve it. Well, that's fine. Let's figure out what we need to do to make sure that we're continually growing.
Excellent. Okay. Marketing and community.
So, marketing community. We had talked a little bit about changing this to be called the Development Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's where you changed it.
You didn't like that idea, right? You didn't like the name Development Committee, or you did, or you didn't care?
Oh, I said, well, we have our Board Development Committee, so we talked, it was R&R, but we couldn't remember what R&R stood for.
Research
and...
R&D is what we had called
research
it.
Research and development?
Yeah, research and development.
So
I didn't
like
that idea.
Oh, you didn't like it. Well, you can't be special ops, so.
We like special ops.
Yeah, special ops together.
So marketing, as far as a, we haven't.
Do school development. Is that appropriate, you think?
That sounds like you're opening a new school, which could be there. You're thinking of PR, right? Isn't that what you're thinking of?
No,
he's
thinking
of
just
like some of the expansion ideas.
What's the goal? Give me the goal. Get a name.
The goal is the long-term development of the school. So,
okay.
So for example, marketing committee. If you say marketing committee, it really, until we have either a specific need or a specific dollar, it's really hard to go forward with marketing because it's like, okay, well,
right.
Like, what are we marketing? So, for example, if we didn't have enough students, or we had a higher attrition rate, or we had a PR problem, we would then approach that and we would do marketing.
Right.
Or, you know, we never, if we wanted to set a goal, say, look, we're going to do $500 a year that's going to go to marketing. Now we want the marketing committee to decide how to spend that money that's a could do.
Like stickers.
But that marketing could be a subset of a development committee, which development committee, we talked about the fundraising.
Strategic planning and sustainability.
Yeah, I mean, that's the committee where I thought we would put through, you know, putting together a long-term campus plan, putting together some of these other...
Asian markets for sale, by the way.
Is it?
Impacting.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Maybe I'll buy it.
All I can think about is parking.
Yeah.
Flip it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy it.
So say that again, Josh.
Strategic planning and sustainability.
You
nice.
Like that?
I like it.
SSS.
Yeah, we got it. It's education. There's an acronym for everything, right? We got
yeah.
It. You have no idea. They just changed the
it's like banking.
State
the
office.
Special ops of SSS.
We're doing a bingo game with our new teachers on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strategic planning.
What'd you say?
There's only two S's.
Oh, strategic.
I can't.
Plural. Plural. The third S is plural.
Strategics.
Okay, what is it? Strategic.
SPS.
SPS.
Z.
Strategic planning and sustainability.
Z. Just kidding.
The spits.
Or growth.
What about growth?
Strategic growth, strategic planning, and growth.
Well, it won't always be growth, so I like the strategic planning because it may also encompass internal sustainability pieces.
So, yeah. All
strategic.
In favor?
What?
So,
aye.
Strategic,
long-term strategic. No, what is it?
Strategic planning.
I'll never be on that committee because
strategic
I can't
planning
say.
And sustainability.
Sustainability.
Run
how
by
about just
strategery,
I have a list and I pulled it off. So
how about just sustainability?
Bushisms.
Community?
Yeah.
Sustainability.
And we got to start saying huge.
Okay, so
no, sorry,
on,
one
the,
more.
On the marketing side,
yes.
I need to request some help because I have 1,000 decals coming. They were supposed to be here for the first week. Yeah.
Strategic planning.
So I
got
to figure out a way to get those distributed and if, like, a plan. Like, do I just give them out? Because that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
It cost us about $1,500, which that's okay.
No,
the shirts too. The I don't know if you saw those.
The logo.
Anybody buy those?
Is that a movie? Shirts too.
How are they selling?
In the spirit. Really well. The first day they did really well.
Yeah. Are you just doing them at cost, or are we making some money?
I'm making like
t-shirts.
Yeah. So pretty much.
Was it worth?
The wristbands are on their way, but those are going to be a prize.
I still think
type
you need kids' sizes, by the way.
Thank you.
Your wife ordered them, so talk to her.
Thank you.
And then.
She did it right then.
The spirit shirts. Those are a huge hit, though.
Are they invisible? It's weird.
We'll get a little bit of money, it's like a dollar.
Yeah.
So I just need the decal, like, can I give them away?
Yes.
Yeah. I would.
It's on the vote. It's the Interform thing on the vote for to reimburse me for it.
Great.
Okay, so we're going to change the name from the development, from the marketing community to sustainability committee.
Just sustainability?
Yeah. She's going to have to go back and erase it. Not strategic planning and sustainability.
That's pretty hard.
That's
to
why
say,
I use
yeah.
a pencil. I just.
None of us could say it.
I couldn't even say what I was thinking.
Nobody can remember.
Like, I'll never be on that committee because I can't say it.
Okay.
Sustainability committee, okay? So, but let me ask you, we left a couple of things from our retreat undecided upon. So, are we going to the full board meeting every other month and then the off month is our committees? Is that what we're doing? We talked about it.
I thought we were doing. I don't care what we do, but I thought we were doing board meeting every month.
Board meeting every month and the and committee
that's what
meetings.
We had voted. I thought we voted on it, but maybe not.
Well,
we discussed it.
We
but
discussed
we never
it.
Came
we
to
never
a final
voted.
Vote. I mean, I think everybody thinks that's a great idea.
But
if we
the
do
reality.
Have planning meetings and do our committee every other meeting, then we can. We'll all be here
yeah.
if we need to take
okay, so
a vote.
That's what we talked about. Is
committees?
We come together.
Yeah.
We come together and then we split up and have our.
Dread that meeting.
So we come together, we call the meeting to order, we discuss any business, and then we break for committee meetings. And then this committee
you still
goes
have to call
in that
it
room.
A board meeting because if you ever had to make
yeah.
any action.
We yeah. come together okay. right now.
So I'll need to.
How many committees are there? Can you tell me?
We have
four, right?
Academic excellence. Now we have sustainability instead of marketing and community. We have board development. So
finance.
Yeah. But finance.
So finance is pretty much going to be
finance
those concepts we've already done that. So
finance has
right
its own.
Yeah.
So those three
can
we split on committees then?
Yep. That would be awesome.
About buildings
okay.
being available.
Because if you're going
to
do it on one night,
that,
yeah.
I think we could even do
I'll
it.
Yeah.
I love you.
I mean, look into it.
Are
think
you good with that, Scott?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
So what she's thinking is. We have
oh, you're
three
gonna tell
committees
me.
And
yeah.
have each one of them be on a committee
yes.
when we split.
Yes, that was my second
we
question.
Do it that night.
Josh wanted to be
awesome.
On this,
awesome.
Yeah.
if
because
I remember
you
correctly.
Are able, honestly,
to regularly
you're
consistency.
Able to, yes, and because you have lives and jobs. And for me, that's really difficult to plan that in the middle of the day because that's, you know, I got stuff going.
Yep.
So
yeah.
that's good for you. Mm-hmm.
So we'll try and for our September meeting,
yeah.
we'll try it. We'll come
okay.
together, we'll get our report mm-hmm. for our financial report. We'll get a vote on any meetings, and then we'll
break into
separate
right.
into
perfect. And I will run the agenda for that, and that'll be great.
Okay.
So
and then we will. We talked about having a admin representative, and then possibly somebody else from school.
Yeah.
Or
on our committee, and hopefully, now that we're getting to that, let's all figure out okay who's on our committee, who's going to help with. What committee from the school and have some other interaction.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a couple of teachers get involved and have a say. And
yeah.
It might be a little
they
harder
to swallow.
They just
hit me up today for calendar. I have three of them hit me up for calendar committee. My fundraising crew just wants to go span all of that.
Yeah.
When do you set the calendar? Like, January, right? Get back.
Oh, for a full year out?
They want to, like, be part of the calendar committee that helps determine what the calendar looks like.
Sweet.
So...
Good.
I think it's funner than it really is.
Right? Because they don't understand the regulation.
Yeah.
It's like
it's what they're saying.
To,
they want their. They want
to
be right when they want to
get
out
this
week? Earlier.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
plan ahead.
You're like, it's like making. It's like squeezing
it's
olives
times.
And making olive oil.
But you get everybody to understand. I mean, it's
yeah.
like a really
it's true.
Good education.
Which I think that's what we thought was one of the main benefits. They come to one of these committees. They're now part of the board decision making. But.
And then they can help.
Yep.
You know what? That's yeah. not how that went down in that meeting. This is what really happened.
Uh-huh.
Totally.
So should we just try to have an admin member, a teacher member, and a parent?
Sure.
Yeah, so
and
can
a,
you put it
so
out
at least,
and let them
so we have
know
kind of four.
See if
we
can get any volunteers?
No.
I don't want a parent on me.
We had two great smart parents here.
The right parent?
On what is
not
your
even
thing?
The right, the correct parent?
I have a really
what about
good
Emily?
Teacher.
You're a parent.
Who's your teacher?
Well, it's not really good stuff.
Yeah.
Stephanie Mathers. They don't need anybody.
Okay, so.
I've got marketing, I've got academic, and I've got finance.
Sustainability. Sustainability.
Sustainability.
Finance?
I don't want.
Sustainability, not marketing.
And you get, guess who gets to be the person on finance? Wave big, Debbie.
Did you hear us?
And then,
no marketing, sustainability.
Sorry.
Yeah. So let's talk about board development then for a second, because that really doesn't need a committee per se.
That's something you can do as a whole group.
Right.
For what?
For board development, board training. So maybe we could think of another committee that I could kind of focus on, because that's, I'll just do a little bit of training every 2 weeks.
You don't need to create one just to have one. You could just join in with her.
Yeah.
Well, really, we should do our stuff, do board development together, like whether it be a quick little training on this, and then.
Based on that survey that you had me take on Board on Track, I'm supposed to be educating the board.
Yep.
Yeah. Teach us more about.
So that basically has to be on.
Yeah.
Not me. I'll do double duty, though, because I'll be academic for sure.
But we can do that together, a 10 or a 15 minute, do the business, do board training together.
Speak it up.
Now, don't make it long.
Whatever it may
be.
And then split up.
So you want me to put it out to teachers, committee volunteerism, these are the committees?
Which committee are we having to volunteer for? Because we said we don't want them on excellence, we don't want them on development, we don't want them on finance. So
we want them on the sustainability one.
So good you're here.
No, okay. Let's just recruit somebody for sustainability.
Amy, it's better that we target
pick
rather than
a teacher.
It's invite
open
only.
It out.
Okay.
Yeah,
by invitation.
Special invite.
Just handpicked.
Because you'd have had. Never mind.
No, you nominate them, we'll ratify them.
What do you think? You got names on them?
Not yet, but I will.
All right.
Sustainability.
I'll get you one.
Sustainability.
Okay, so. You good? You done?
No, sorry.
Get on it.
So we'll take that, and then we will create in our meeting next month, we'll create our objectives for the year.
Oh,
and we'll be able to present those
your
back.
Your dinner's here. Delivery.
We'll be able to present that.
What?
A rock star?
Yeah, it's in there. I saw it.
Bye, Rachel.
Bye.
Good. You're awful nice.
Say hi, everybody.
You're on the minutes.
Okay, so we'll present that, what we want to do for the year, and then we'll, so we just to close this up, and then Scott's got something to present for this.
Well, I'm on the agenda later, right?
Okay. Okay, so then I would like to be ready to have that representative at that meeting. So who is that?
When is it? What's the date again?
It's just
our
next
board meeting, I think it's the 25th.
So let's just start with, if we start with three people, it started with three.
The third.
We can add as it goes.
I'll say something, I guess, really quick.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So are you guys,
Josh,
can you decide who goes on what?
Josh is
with. We'll bring it up and have a meeting tomorrow and have a conversation.
Okay. Are you going to make a suggestion to us which teacher? So how about you just suggest it to us, and then we approach
them? You want me to, ask though to get
see if they're even interested.
If they'd be interested in doing
it's not a waste
that because there's
time.
More time going to be involved in that.
The 15th is our next board meeting.
Okay, and then the last thing, and then we'll pass to Scott. So we had briefly talked a little bit about having something like a board jacket, board pin, name tag, hat,
paraphernalia.
Yeah, Shriner's cat.
Contraband.
He picked a Shriner's
cap.
He picked one. Show him.
Tassel. Will you drive a small car?
I'll drive a small car.
Totally.
So am I okay to still go forward with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there anybody ever, what would you wear?
A shirt.
A name tag?
I have no pride.
A vest?
Make it happen, I'll wear it.
Shirt, vest.
get a,
like a CVB type vest. Those are cool.
Pins that says BM.
There you go.
Will you consider nameplates? I think that adds a.
Yeah, so we could do. We could do if we did a.
Take it with you, William.
Make it like a Letterman jacket. You know?
Sure.
If you didn't ever get a Letterman jacket in school, you could get one now.
I got four.
My daughter has it in her closet.
And I was going to say, I have one
that jingle
jingles.
Okay. I'll continue to go forward with that.
Do we get any that
Is anyone making notes?
Admin?
About
who's
you're good.
You well, not only that, but
you should have one.
We're coming up with plans on
These
what we're doing for next month.
What are we talking about?
Your jacket.
Mr. Rogers' jacket.
I'm taking a few notes.
I'm taking a few
Mr. Rogers.
Sam, I sent you the pin.
Me?
Yes.
DM.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right, so along the lines of...
Is this what you wanted?
Nice.
It's not school colors. Think again.
Can change it.
We can change it.
But along the lines of this piece, I noticed that not only is the Chariot Auto building for sale and the Asian Market, they're both for sale. And when you look, I mean, the lineup is couldn't be more perfect. You don't need the stage coaching. So what I propose...
Is this foreclosed?
Yeah, this road should be enclosed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anytime you...
It's,
we can go back into close.
Okay.
Well, you have to. Sorry.
Okay, we'll do it later then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to do it?
Dang it.
Do you want to go in and close for 2 minutes?
No. I just want to move ahead on some things. Well, maybe.
Let's go to close. We can take less than 5 minutes. Yeah. It'll take us longer to do the motions than it will probably for you to. All
right, let's do it because I want to propose something.
A motion that we go into closed session to discuss collective bargaining or strategy session to discuss pending, or reasonable imminent litigation. We don't need that one. Sorry.
Well, now I'm worried there's too much information.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to go into closed session.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Yeah.
Smithers Ship, aye.
Nancy Knighter, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Scott Sluice, aye.
Do you want to know Mr. Ballard or no? Okay.
No, because I think it's important that everybody be part of it.
Well, Josh